Hello, and welcome to Talking GTA Episode 3. I'm your host, Hugo One, and this is a podcast about all things Grand Theft Auto related. We have a bunch of calls, comments, and emails to get to today, and we're also going to talk about some GTA news and rumors, and also I have some thoughts on the GTA Plus subscription service. But once again, I want to tell you that this show is most fun when you contribute, and a lot of people have done that, and I appreciate it greatly. The last couple weeks have been a blast, and I can't wait to hear what you guys want to talk about today. If you want to be included in the next episode, please call 1-818-691-5807 and leave a message that I will play on the air, if it's appropriate, not some weird stuff like some of the messages I've gotten. You can also email talkinggta69@gmail.com with your thoughts, or leave a comment on YouTube, and I'll read those out, and we'll discuss whatever you want to talk about. It's up to you, so send in your ideas, and we will get to discussing.
My mother's my sister!
So last week, we talked about Leslie Benzie's new game and the Sprunk and E-Cola madness in GTA Online. There doesn't seem to be very much hype about the new game everywhere. There's not much to go off of, and it's not a GTA game, but I still thought people may be excited for it, since so many people credit Leslie Benzie's as being one of the main reasons that all the previous GTA games have been so great. So I thought anything about his game would be something to get excited for, but like I said, we didn't see much, and what we did see was not all that interesting. We'll just keep waiting and see if more comes of that. As far as Sprunk versus E-Cola in online, that's still going on. It's a fun thing for users to participate in, surrounding the GTA brands and stuff. The last update I saw from Rockstar is that the Sprunk crew is, the bigger crew, but E-Cola is winning in the amount of cans drunk in GTA online. No word on whether or not anybody corrupted their save file at the soda machine. Okay, so we got a few emails, a few messages and stuff to talk about previous topics that we've discussed. We have one here from Wholesome Baker on YouTube. It says, as far as I see, AAA games without crunch ain't that great. All OG 10 of 10 games have crazy stories how people were living in studios to finish projects. Do I want crunch? Not really. But in my profession, things can't be done without shit ton of overwork, and creative jobs need to be ready for commitment too. If they're paying well, of course. Ditch that shit no matter what if they don't treat you, treat your time well. So thank you, Baker, for the comment. Yeah, I think that's kind of a struggle. We want the best possible product, but we don't want people to be, you know, work terribly. So all this crunch has led to some great games, so it's a tough one. Next comment. I'm excited for the female protagonists. Like that one email said, we've had numerous badass female NPCs, so I'm excited to see how badass they make this one. From Crozy. Thank you, Crozy. I agree. It should be cool. We will see what they do. Thank you very much. Next one. I hope they have a classical music radio station in the next Grand Theft Auto. That's from iSheet from Asshole on YouTube. Thank you. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I was not a big fan of Double Clef FM in GTA 3. But, you know, it was good for kind of the setting and the stuff going on in that game. So it was interesting, but I never really listened to it. So thank you so much for your feedback on those stories. We have a lot more to get to later in the show and all kinds of great topics to discuss. But first, I want to dive into GTA Plus.
What's happening, homeboy?
Okay, so if you haven't heard of GTA Plus, it's Grand Theft Auto Online's premium membership program. It's a subscription service that costs $6 a month, I think. It's available on PS5, Xbox Series X and S. It's not available for PC players. It's not available on older consoles. But it's a membership, a subscription service that gives players different kinds of benefits and stuff. You get a certain amount of money every month. You get CEO abilities and vehicle requests, and they give you some new cars, and there's some exclusive cosmetic stuff. I think that's the only thing that's exclusive is cosmetic stuff. So you're not going to get any kind of gun that the average person can't buy without this subscription service. So it is completely optional, and it seems like maybe this is just a test run of a GTA subscription service, so that when GTA 6 comes, they want to see, you know, what will people pay for, what won't they pay for. and how things will go then, because we basically live in a world full of subscriptions. I mean, it's everywhere, whether it's how you get your entertainment on Netflix or Amazon or YouTube Premium, any kind of removing ads, any kind of benefit, there's a subscription tied to it normally out there in the world. So this isn't, you know, odd for them to do, but it isn't something we really experienced before. It has been out for a few months now. And when it launched, it was kind of, it seemed to be received totally negatively. Nobody really cared for it. Nobody liked it. Everybody was angry about it. A lot of people that got angry about it and voiced their anger on the internet, again, are the people that are just looking to do that. They're just looking to pile on. They didn't even really get the details. A lot of people asked me, hey, are you going to get it? And I said, well, I don't even play GTA Online on those consoles. For one, I don't play GTA Online enough to do this no matter what. But when I do play, I play on PC, so this isn't even available to me. So and now if I were somebody who played online a lot and I bought cars and stuff all the time, then this could be for me. But just as a GTA player myself, I don't mind the grind. A lot of people seem to hate it. I hear a lot of complaints now about how everything's so expensive online. It takes too long to get this, that, or the other thing. When GTA Online first launched, there wasn't a whole lot to buy anyway. A few cars, the Adder, the Entity XF, which was my favorite, still is my favorite, the one I use for online races to this day. A few apartments, not a lot. And there wasn't a whole lot of way to make a whole lot of money either. I remember selling ballers every 45 minutes for $9,000, but I had no problem with grinding it out. That's how I was going to make the money. That's how video games always worked. You had to work for a goal to get with what you wanted. And this was no different. So obviously now there are options where you can kind of pay to win, or, you know, just skip the hassle of grinding and just buy whatever you want. But where's the fun in that? The whole point of this is it's a video game to play to have fun. So those that, you know, have spent a lot of time in GTA Online and have grinded their way to where they are, you know, if they're struggling to buy a lot of the new stuff, then I can understand the frustration here. But again, you know, it's a game to be played, so people should grind it out, have fun, get what they want, and enjoy GTA Online if that's what they want to do. So as far as looking forward in a GTA 6 world, I'm hoping that the online component will be free. I hope it's not the only thing about GTA 6. I hope we don't have online only or multiplayer only. I definitely love single player content, and I hope they focus on that, and I think they will, based on Red Dead Redemption 2's single player campaign was pretty complex and pretty, like, they really worked hard on that. It was obvious. So I expect that in GTA 6. But when it comes to online, I hope it's not something that we have to pay monthly to do. And if they charged a monthly fee to access it right out the gate, I wouldn't be shocked, because I know so many people would pay it. But there would be a ton of backlash. So they have to kind of weigh these things, whether they want to deal with all the backlash, which they get anyway, or, you know, they want to just open it up for free, let everybody go wild, have their shark cards and make their money that way. Hopefully that's the case. You know, for those that want to pay, they can. And for the rest of us, we'll just play and have fun. But as far as GTA Plus, it doesn't hurt any of us. And, you know, there's some argument. Yes, it does. That's why we're not getting GTA 6, because people keep paying them money. But these people like this game. They like GTA Online, and that's what they want to play. So that's what they'll do, you know. When the time comes for 6, we'll get it. And until then, we have what we have. So that's what I think about GTA Plus. You give me your thoughts. Give us a call. 1-818-691-5807. Leave a message. I'm going to play the messages later in the show that we got already. And then you can also email talkinggta69@gmail.com. Tell me what you think about GTA Plus. I don't expect a lot of people that listen to this are GTA Plus subscribers, just because I kind of know that, you know, the hardcore, I think the more hardcore longtime GTA fans, because this is something we're not really used to, that's not something we'll buy into, But there could be a lot of, you know, GTA Online players that, you know, they say, fuck it. I want what they're giving. I want what they're selling us. I'll pay them. I don't care. $6 a month. Who cares? Pay double for that for YouTube Premium just to get rid of ads. So who knows? Everybody could be different. But anyway, that's that with GTA Plus. The other thing I wanted to talk about was this kind of Rockstar Games credits page or whatever, or just a thank you page regarding GTA 5 and GTA Online. And it basically lists all the credits. And it says Grand Theft Auto 5 and Grand Theft Auto Online represent the combined efforts of our global team over many years. We want to acknowledge and thank everyone who has contributed to these games from the original launch in 2013 all the way through to present day. And then it lists the credits and it lists the names of everybody that originally worked on GTA 5 and has worked on it, you know, up until now, including GTA Online. And there's over 5,000 names on the credit list, which is crazy to me. But I mean, we're talking almost 10 years here, something that has been a kind of a living, breathing thing for 10 years. So obviously it's going to take a lot of work. People are going to come and go, you know, among the names on the credits, still, of course, is Leslie Benzies, who had a big part in GTA 5, but has since, you know, had a whole lawsuit, with, Rockstar. And, obviously, you know, that he's very far from his time there. But you know, still on there, and then people brand new on there too. So yeah, 5,000 names, pretty crazy. So the update, I don't think it really means much. I don't, I've seen some people speculate like, oh, it's updated because that's it. That's the last update. We're moving forward to GTA 6. That page won't need to be updated again because everybody's working on GTA 6 now, but I don't know. Personally, I thought for one, we were getting some, Michael Townley, Michael DeSanta, online movie studio, DLC, which, to be honest, I didn't even play the Franklin one. So, Michael DLC could have already been made and worked on, and they're just getting ready to launch it or something. But again, it's just a credits page. When we don't have a lot of information from Rockstar, we kind of just speculate. And, so that's what's happening here. So, it is something that we can keep an eye on and come back to when we finally do get some actual concrete news about what's happening, see if we were right or wrong with our speculation.
Wise choice, sir. Wise choice.
Okay, and now let's get into some emails. First email says, hello, Hugo Meng. This is KoopaFan1, and I got to say that I'm loving the podcast so far, but I wanted to ask, and this question comes from a veteran of Saints Row. Do you think Rockstar Games can learn from the recent failure of the new Saints Row game and make sure to not make the same mistakes? And from what you've seen, what do you think of the new Saints Row? I'll get shot for this, but honestly, I love the new Saints Row. It's fun as shit, and that's all I care about in the end. Thank you, KoopaFan. I think that they could learn from the Saints Row. They can learn from their own mistakes. They can learn from a lot. But are they learning from these things? That's what I don't know. They may think like, oh, Saints Row, this is so beneath us. It's not even something to pay attention to or think about. But I don't know. I never really played much Saints Row at all through the years. When the first Saints Row came out, I said, look at this fake wannabe GTA. Look at them trying to be Grand Theft Auto. I'll never play that. And I never did until somebody kind of made me play it on stream once, Saints Row 2 for an hour. But the new one, I didn't see much from it. But I mean, if you like it, that's cool. I like that you like it. I think that's cool. I think people should be happy about the games they play and enjoy them. You know, it's so much negativity. And some people don't like it and play it, don't like it, and then don't whine about it. That's something that I appreciate as well. You can dislike something without the need to go online and tell everybody how much it sucks. And then you'll say, well, how will they get better if we don't tell them that they're terrible? Yeah, there's ways to give feedback or to kind of discuss things in a way that isn't so, you know, negative, you know. So, but anyway, basically what I'm saying is I understand why you'd say you get shot, because there is this kind of negative attachment to that new Saints Row game. But thank you, KoopaFan. Appreciate it. All right, next email. Hey, Hugo, thanks so much for starting this podcast. Love the content. I just wanted to take another shot at the woke mentality. It's been talked about plenty, So I just have a question. Do you think any of the GTAs going from 4 all the way back would be able to be released today as is? I think the outcry from the vocal minority would be insane. Racist jokes, non-native speakers mimicking accents, gangs being about race and culture, the list can go on for a while. I just think today's PC culture will make the GTA franchise a shell of its former self if it had to adhere to all the guidelines to make the game friendlier for everyone. There was this thing you mentioned in the last podcast saying they are just trying to make the game better for everyone, and I think that's exactly how you ruin a game. GTA isn't meant for everyone, but I digress. Sorry for the long message, and I hope you continue doing what you're doing. This message was all done in love for the game we all enjoy, so please take it as such. Thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. I think that most of these older GTA games had their controversies when they were released. When they came out, there was controversy surrounding it. It's just at the time we live in now with social media, it would start trending. So you would see, oh, trending on Twitter today, Rockstar Games. People click on it. Why are they trending? Oh, they're trending because of this torture scene in GTA 5. Or they're trending because of this joke or this one thing that kind of gains steam and gets a bunch of attention. And the problem from there is when other people who don't know shit about the game, don't know shit about nothing, just join the argument, join the conversation to pile on Rockstar, and it becomes a bigger thing than it needs to be. And then it's becomes like this, well, we have to take sides. You're either with us or against us. You need to be against this thing. And then we're all kind of in a mess. But Rockstar is no stranger to controversy. And I think that, you know, the next one will have something like that. There will be some controversial. People get upset about it. It could be super tame and they still start trending and people get crazy because, you can shoot a police officer, which has always been the case. So who knows? It's weird how what things can go crazy online and become a big thing. I mean, hot coffee is totally ridiculous when you look back on it, that there was just all this outrage over something that wasn't even truly in the game. It was something that ended up not being in the game, but had to have a whole re-release on console just because the files were left in there. I think that's totally ridiculous. So there's going to always be this type of stuff surrounding this franchise, and I think they're ready for it. But as far as, you know, we're making things better for everybody or whatever, I'm not sure exactly what I said about that in that regard. But I think as the world changes, people change with it. You know, we don't just stay stuck in our ways and say, hey, we're going to do what we want and this isn't for you. This isn't meant for everybody or whatever. They're going to, adjust what they may have done in the past that may be a bit too edgy now by current society standards. So I don't think we should fault them for that, because that's just kind of how things are. That's just things. I mean, go watch movies from, 40, 50 years ago, and there's going to be a lot of stuff that we just wouldn't say today. So anyway, thank you for the email. Appreciate it. Let's see. Luke says, favorite consoles? Mine would be PS2, Xbox, GameCube. What's yours? It's hard to go against the PlayStation 2, considering my favorite GTA games were on it. First GTA game I played was GTA 3, and it was amazing. And then Vice City, of course, and then San Andreas. Amazing stuff. And obviously you have the Stories games as well, regarding GTA games that were released on the PS2. And then just a bunch of other. I mean, just that whole era of gaming was just incredible. I just loved it so much. But even going back further than that, I started out on the NES and loved it. Loved Mario games back then. Loved super simple little, Kung Fu or whatever was on there. And then Sega Genesis, Nintendo 64. I had a ton of fun on Nintendo 64. So whenever somebody asks me this question, I'm torn between Nintendo 64 and PS2, but I think it's hard to go against the PlayStation 2, considering my favorite GTA games are on it. So thank you for the comment, Luke. Appreciate it. Okay, next one. Hello, Hugo. I really enjoyed the podcast and many of your runs. I would be very happy to see you try at least once Vice City Stories like you did Liberty City Stories. Anyway, do what you do best and bring nice and chill content in these tough times from any of us. Appreciate it. Vortal Combat. Thank you, Vortal. Yes, hope to play that one day. Never got around to it. When Vice City Stories came out, I didn't have... When both the stories came out, I didn't have a PSP, and then when they were on PlayStation 2, I didn't have that either. I was kind of monitoring it from afar, like, if there's a San Andreas Stories, I'll be on it. I'll buy whatever console I need, because that's my favorite, and it just never happened. So I kind of just, I guess, forgot about those until years later, got into Liberty City Stories, loved it, and Vice City Stories. I'm sure I will, too, just whenever I get a chance to play it, but thank you, Vortle. Next one. Hi, Hugo. This is Childish Subi. Big fan of your streams. I never catch you live, but I always watch your videos on YouTube. I wanted to know your opinion on the prices in GTA 5 Online. Almost everything in GTA Online is highly expensive, and getting money can be tricky if you're playing solo without a squad. While there are many missions to play, the payout is hardly ever decent. In my opinion, heists are also hardly ever worth it because you have to spend so much time on the setups and after a lie and work with random people. At the end of all this work, all you will get is a lousy $1.5 million. Well, the item you want is $2 million. The items in GTA Online are so expensive that you either have to grind for hours, perform dupe glitches, or pay for shark cards to get the items you want. Shark cards are also horrible since the only way they only give you $8 million when you spend $100. I know Rockstar upcharges these items so you can spend money on shark cards, but this is just ridiculous. I'm loving the podcast. Keep up the good work. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. I think that the inflation has hit GTA 5 online very hard. And I'm going to answer your question in a second, but something that I was thinking about recently was that when we do move to a GTA 6, a new online comes about, I think they're going to have to just, you're going to have to start fresh. People are going to have so many cars and properties and money that they've been building for years, almost a decade, over a decade by the time the new game comes out. And I think it's going to be hard for Rockstar to say, okay, bring it all over with you. Because for one, it's probably going to be a whole new system and everything, but still, you'll probably be able to trade in some of that stuff for money on the new platform or whatever, just some, but it can't be too much because then you are going to have like $5 million cars right out the gate. And that's just, ridiculous. But, so I understand where you're coming from. And, you know, recently I was playing GTA 5 Rainbow Miser, and it includes a bunch of the online cars. And there's so many cars in GTA Online that I was just shocked to see even existed. And they were super cool. I loved driving them, loved seeing them. They were awesome. But yeah, I imagine it's got to be tough. You can't really buy everything you want to buy, but that's life, right? You know? So if it takes you, you know, all day to grind heist to get half the money, you have to work 2 days to get one car or whatever. You just got to put in that work, I guess. That's just a valuable item that you would like to have, so you got to work for it. But you know, I feel your pain on doing heists with randoms, because in the past I did a bunch of heists with people I knew, and it's very difficult to get the people you know and the people you want to play with all together at the same time. And so when you want to just jump on and play and you play with randoms, it's terrible. It is much slower. People might not know what they're doing. It's frustrating. So yeah, the struggle's real. I would love to see it. And I think it has done this kind of shift to being able to do a lot more stuff solo online, since online is going to be such a big deal. Not everybody wants to play with other people. Not everybody wants to be in this multiplayer world. You know, they want to just grind whatever missions you've come up with and make money that way. So yeah, hopefully they shift to being just giving you the option at least to do a lot of stuff solo online and make money that way. But thank you for the email. Appreciate it. All right, next one. How do you feel about weather and video games in general? Would you like to see more games feature tornadoes, hurricanes, or the possibility of being struck by lightning? Overall, it would be cool to see those features in GTA 6 or other games. Extra information. I'm pretty sure the modding community will implement these features, but it would be cool to see the bridges close at the beginning of the game because of a violent hurricane, where you can see the damage present. Then after some time passes, the destruction is cleaned up. Anyways, thanks for reading this, and take care, Hugo. Luke. Again with the Luke. So many Lukes. I think that's awesome. One of my earliest memories of GTA 3 on the PlayStation 2 in either 2001, 2002, sometime back then, when there would be a thunderstorm in Liberty City, I would just think, this is so cool. You know, I just think it was done so well. You know, yeah, it was, the sun was shining, everything was fine. I'm out here doing stuff, jacking people, all kinds of crap. And then all of a sudden there's this thunderstorm. I love it. So anyway, I love the weather. Yeah. As far as like a tornado or something, I think that would be fucking cool as hell to see. Again, this is another thing in GTA 5. When I remember that the mission, I think it's Friends Reunited, where Trevor and Wade drive to LS and there's a thunderstorm. And I remember seeing the lightning in the sky and stuff. And I was like, oh man, that is so well done. It looks so cool. So yeah, something like that would be cool. And then, you know, I would love for them to bring back a reason why the bridges are locked, you know, because of a hurricane or whatever, this, that, or the other. And then, kind of change throughout the game. So like GTA 3's Callahan Bridge, I think. Anyway, thank you, for the email. Appreciate it, Luke. Next one. All right. Sup, Hugo. Hypothetical Grand Theft Auto 6 idea for you. TLDR. How would you feel about your character being a Don, mob boss, and running a criminal empire and managing it? One of my favorite games back then was Godfather 2, the video game, because it focuses on the Don's perspective that involves the following: racket management and taking over businesses, putting hits out on made men, the enemy's criminal family, and building your very own family by recruiting dudes on the street with a different set of skills. For example, one guy could be an explosive expert and another guy could be a safecracker. It kind of reminds me of recruiting for the heist in GTA 5, sort of just more involved in comparison to GTA 5's. Think Tommy's Mob that he gets in Vice City, but much more involved and expanded upon. My question is, would you like to see something like this for GTA 6, or would you prefer something like GTA 5 where it's much more straightforward, only recruiting people for missions or heists? In my personal opinion, a Don-style game for GTA would be interesting as fuck compared to the more straight-line GTA 5 Red Dead style of stories and mission structure. Imagine recruiting dudes for your family and having them level up and get stronger with you during the story. Art. Thank you, Art, for the email. I think that's a good idea. I like that. I think that would be really cool. One of the things that drew me to Grand Theft Auto 3 originally was the kind of mafia stuff involved in the storyline. And, you know, I've always liked mob movies like The Godfather, Godfather 2, Goodfellas, Casino, stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that would be an awesome way to do it. Now, if they're doing Vice City, I doubt we'll see a lot of that. Maybe there'll be some mob connection in it, but maybe a return to Liberty City one day would be great for a mob setting like that. So thank you. Good idea. All right, next one. Sup, Hugo. Great to see the podcast gaining momentum. Plenty of intriguing questions and responses already. This one's more personal, but what are some things you've accomplished since you started speedrunning that you're proud of? Could be a milestone you reached for subscriber growth, maybe a video that blew up unexpectedly, or even a day where you crushed a personal best. This is your chance to brag about how awesome you are. All the best, homie Woods from New Zealand. Thank you again, Woods, for the email. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm just very happy that kind of just on this train of GTA, so to speak, and I get to play my favorite games every day, talk about my favorite games now on this podcast, and just have this be such a big part of my life, because I just love these games so much, and I think it's great to meet like-minded people that have all these same thoughts and feelings that I do. So I just think it's great that this is just how I'm living now. Thank you, Woods. Appreciate it. All right, next one. Howdy, Hugo. Squidgy here. I was wondering if there was one thing you could change, add to any Grand Theft Auto game, that what would it be? Personally, I would like GTA Online to have crossplay so I could play with my PC and PlayStation homies. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Squidgy. Yes, I think that's a great idea. I don't know why that's not a thing already. Maybe that's something we'll see in the future in a GTA Online game. Speaking of online, I really wish there would have been an online component, an official online component for the definitive editions. I know there's a lot of hate towards these games, but there are a lot of people that play them, and there's a lot of people that don't mod games. They don't want to play the original. They just bought, one of my favorite games was re-released. I'll buy it. I'm playing it. If they could just jump online in that world and do races on those maps, or, you know, last team standings or whatever, I think that would be really cool. And I think it was kind of a missed opportunity for Rockstar to do that. But thank you, Squidgy, for the email. All right, we are rocking and rolling, getting through these emails. A lot of emails. Thank you for the emails, friends. Feel free to call. Leave a message so I can save my voice and not read all the emails. Again, the number is 1-818-691-5807, or send an email to talkinggta69@gmail.com. Okay, next email. Hey, Hugo, how's it going? Longtime fan of your stream. Don't often make noise in the comments, but often lurking. Thanks for all the hours of entertainment. My question is, if you could pick one unique feature from the gameplay of a past GTA game as your favorite, what would it be? Businesses and business missions from Vice City, Turf Wars from San Andreas, slightly different style of business missions from VCS, drug dealing from Chinatown Wars, heists from GTA 5, etc. Also, would you like to see some of those old features in GTA 6 or maybe a different feature? Love the podcast so far. Hope to be a regular contributor in the future. Thanks. From Who Brought Me Here. Thank you, Who Brought Me Here. Appreciate it. I really liked kind of the heists and the heist setups in GTA 5. They weren't all my favorites, but just the idea of heists in Grand Theft Auto games has always been fun. You know, you're building up, you're putting in work to pull off a big score, so to speak, and it's the setups can be fun or they can be annoying and busy work, or and the heist could suck, or like I think the Merryweather heist, you end up not getting any money or whatever. Spoiler alert, sorry. But I think that's awesome. I would love in GTA 6, my dream GTA 6 is Los Venturas. So if there was a Los Venturas with like casino heists, you know, a bunch of casino heists, and maybe you build your own casino up just like the Four Dragons in San Andreas, I think that would be awesome. So yeah, anything. I'm not a Turf Wars from San Andreas, I did not like. I guess I like the idea, but I didn't like that you had to do so many just to beat the final mission. I get it. I understand why it's like that. I just kind of, I guess replaying it, I don't like to have to do that over and over and over again. So anyway, especially when you have like a useless gang behind you, you know, you can recruit homies, but what do? They don't do much. If you got your minigun, you can take down, you know, the waves of Balas and Vagos much easier than if you had a whole bunch of people with you in a shootout, because their shooting sucks. So anyway, thank you, Who Brought Me Here. Next one. Hello, Hugo One. I'm glad to send an email to you. I had so much feedback related to the podcast. I love your podcast, man. I would love to see you talking about some recent DLCs related to GTA Online. Let me know if you want to talk about any hard missions in GTA games. Love, Lord Aldino. Thank you, Lord Aldino. I saw a lot of stuff about that recent GTA Online DLC with Franklin and Lamar, who Lamar is my favorite character in GTA 5, so love that he came back, but although I did not play any of that. I haven't played much GTA Online in years, really. You know, again, it does have to do with what I was talking about earlier, where you either got to play with randos or you got to find time to fit your friends in to play with you, and that can be a hassle. So yeah, more solo DLC I would be playing day one, no doubt about it. But yeah, that looked cool, the stuff with Dr. Dre and stuff. I don't really know the whole story, but that's cool that was in the game, and they had, you know, new music. It really showed you kind of, I guess, the direction that Rockstar is taking, where it does become a platform to release like new music or something along those lines, something more than just gaming. So I think that's cool that there is still DLC coming out. As far as old DLC, I remember when Heist first launched, that was amazing. That was such a cool thing to see, and I was so happy that I knew of Twitch and I knew of streamers I wanted to watch at the time, and I could just experience those heists right away. Like as soon as they dropped, people were in there and I knew that they knew what they were doing, so it was just awesome to see. Anyway, thank you, Lord Aldino. Next one. Hey, Hugo, Scottish Raccoon here. First off, shout out to the Hugo One Streams channel. Can't get to streams due to time zones, so love to catch up anyways. I'll update that soon. That kind of stopped, but I'll update it soon. Thank you, Scottish Raccoon. What's your opinion on having a Grand Theft Auto game outside America, somewhere like UK, Australia, Mexico, South America? Why can't we explore Love Fist time in Scotland before coming over? Much love. Fuck sweet. Thank you, Scottish Raccoon. Appreciate it. That could work. I remember years ago, somebody asked Dan Houser, who, of course, is no longer with Rockstar, but is, you know, the Houser brothers, just such a big part of Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto series. They asked Dan Houser in an interview, will we ever see a GTA outside of the U.S.? And he said he didn't think so, considering Grand Theft Auto is such a kind of American game. It's just a big parody of all things America and you know, the gun stores and all the different things that are happening in the world at the time that the game takes place. So He said no, but again, he's not with it anymore. So if, I mean, if they did, they could put Grand Theft Auto, you know, Jupiter, and I would play it. I'll play any Grand Theft Auto. So, but you know, outside of America, it would be interesting. I think they had the, this goal of including South America in what, well, this is the rumors, obviously, but whatever they said about, Vice City, it would be Vice City and some of South America, but that may be, not so much the case anymore. So we'll have to wait and see, but yeah, that would be interesting. Thank you, Scottish Raccoon. All right, next email. Can you give a little explanation as to why you use a controller to speedrun? Is it just for comfort as to what you're used to using? Nostalgia? Yeah, it's just my personal preference, just how I've always played video games. I didn't even know people played on keyboard and mouse until I discovered Twitch and they were doing it. And I was like, what the hell? That's a thing? I didn't know. You know, I've always just played on console, played with controller, and just thought that's how you played games. So, yep, just sticking with what I know. Thank you. Next, Hugo. Loving the podcast so far. Think it's awesome you're able to take the casual conversation from the stream and make it something even bigger. I have two questions related to GTA 6 that I'm sure you'll get a lot. Given that there are always new and innovative features, what are some what are some that are you're looking forward to in the upcoming game? Maybe there are features that you don't want included. Again, thanks for your time and can't wait for more episodes from Phil. Thank you, Phil. I guess when GTA 5 came out and they had characters had special abilities, I was like, what is this? This is so stupid. This is not a GTA thing. The characters don't have, they can't slow down time. This is a game based in reality. I don't understand this. I don't get it, you know? But since I've played a bunch of GTA 5, I'm like, thank God these abilities exist. They are such a crutch to help me through difficult moments in the game or stuff like that. But if they just did away with all that in the next game, I would be totally fine with it. I would, while I'm playing, I would probably think, oh, I wish I had Franklin Special to, you know, slow down driving. But you know, I always was kind of weirded out by that. So it's fine if it goes away. I don't know if there's anything that I just kind of think is missing that I wish would be a feature of the gameplay. But as soon as they add something that I love, I'll wonder how I ever lived without it. But, thank you, Phil, for the email. Okay, another one from Phil. Thought of some additional questions after my previous email. What are some of your favorite pieces of GTA lore? Also, has there ever been something mentioned or thrown into a GTA game you wished was a feature included into the series? 20 years ago, before the prime of the internet, it wasn't widely known that you could get the Borgnine taxi after 100 fares. But what was a huge rumor was hidden... was a hidden Meibatsu monstrosity if you completed the game in X hours. I don't recall the amount. It was rumored back then. But we never got one. I was always hoping they'd add one within the series, but we never did get it, even the HD universe. But we did get some other vehicles. Thanks again, loving the podcast. I thought something would have come of the, like, Chiliad mystery with the jetpack and stuff. I thought there would be some kind of big kind of, I guess, like, unveiling of what the mystery meant within the game. And then we'd get like a jetpack, which I guess they put a jetpack online, but it was related to like business stuff or something. It didn't have anything to do with the mystery. So I wish there was some more of that in the game. As far as pieces of GTA lore, one of the first thing that the first things that comes to mind is Tommy the Nightmare Smith, who was my favorite. It was on my favorite station in San Andreas, KDST The Dust, who, voiced by Axl Rose, who did a great job. He in GTA 5, I think on the bottom like scroll of the news somewhere, or maybe it's mentioned on the radio, I can't remember. They mentioned that Tommy the Nightmare Smith died of an overdose in a Vice City hotel room or something. And it's not my favorite because he died, but I do like that there is a mention of a former, you know, character, which again, this is radio supposedly can go across universes. So at least they made mention of Tommy the Nightmare Smith, who was my dude in San Andreas. So thank you for that, Phil. Appreciate it. All right, next one. Hey, Hugo, what's the weirdest thing that you've that's ever shown up in your P.O. box other than the bag of edible dicks you got once? That's from Mr. Screen. Of course it is. That was probably the weirdest thing was, if you missed it, it's on my Instagram, at Hugo is the one on Instagram. There's a picture of it from years and years ago. Somebody, the homie Backmade J sent me some, dick shaped lollipops in my P.O. box. And like I've said before, people were like, did you eat them? And I said, no, I didn't eat them. I just didn't. And I didn't want to. And then I was going to keep them because somebody sent it. And I was like, oh, let me keep this. It's a nice memento or whatever. But then I was like, what if I die? And then somebody goes through my shit and they find this. And then they're like so confused for the rest of their life. Like, oh, do you like to suck dick? Which it would be fine if I did. I don't. But, it, you know, I didn't want to leave anybody with any questions about me after my death, which I fucking think about that type of shit all the time. Anyway, so that was the weirdest by far. But you said besides that, nothing really. I mean, most of the other stuff was like Xboxes from LBC and other cool stuff like that. So I got some Japanese candy one time. That was interesting. But not a lot. Yeah, but feel free to send me stuff to my P.O. box if you're interested, anybody and everybody. Thank you, Mr. Screen. Next email. Hello, Hugo. Nick, aka Nitro or Nitrous 33, here from Russia with love. First of all, thank you for the amazing content. I can't appreciate it enough for helping me cope with my daily routine just to know I have your runs to watch. Speaking of which, your 100% runs have been a great motivation for me to start 100%ing all the GTA games. So far, I've fully completed 3, Vice City, San Andreas, and 4, and I'm about to sink my teeth into LCS. My question is, seeing how much effort it takes to complete one game on 100%, is it worth it? I mean, does it really take away from the experience of enjoying the game? Does one have to complete the game on 100% to fully appreciate it and see it for what it is? Or is a casual run may just be enough and ignorance of all the additional content is bliss? Looking forward to hearing your opinion. Shout out to my countryman, Kukuruza. Much love from Nick. Thank you, Nick. I think 100% is great for those that want to take a deeper dive into the game. Once they beat the storyline, if they like the game enough, they can go even further, you know, by doing all the extra stuff. And that will really give them a full appreciation of the great game that they just played that they wanted more of. So I don't think anybody needs to 100%. I've only 100%ed 2 GTA games. GTA 5 I did twice, once on Xbox 360 and once on Xbox One, and then San Andreas I've done 45 trillion times. But it, you know, if you love a game, 100% is a lot of fun. So good luck with your 100%. Thank you, Nick. All right, next, moving on. A lot of emails. Thank you for the emails. All right, almost done here, though. All right, next, let me see. Where are we? Hugo, you are the Mang. Question for next week. Would you be okay with GTA 6 being Vice City or wherever, but still having the ability to fly to LS or maybe an updated Liberty City? Maybe have them as an option for future updates. The podcast is great, homie. Animistic Newt, that's on YouTube. Thank you, Animistic Newt. Appreciate it. I thought that was going to be what would happen when the next GTA came out originally after 5. I thought, okay, we got this awesome map, this awesome online. The next GTA will just kind of be an extension of this. It'll be another map, and we can kind of maybe go between them or something along those lines. And, you know, all these years later, I think that's kind of like, I don't know if that's just going to be out the window completely because it's been so long, or maybe they could update LS in a way that it can be connected. And, of course, Liberty City, I would love that. So, to answer your question, I would love having the option to kind of move between these very different cities by, you know, flying on a plane or whatever. So thank you, Animistic Newt. Appreciate it. Let's see. Next one, the legendary GTA PS2 games are great. And as much as we want to live in the past, this hampers the franchise. We need Rockstar to think outside the sandbox and move the franchise way forward, even if it's edgy with today's views. That's what made the original Simpsons series great. It didn't follow cultural norms. Thank you, Kodar1. Yeah, that I don't expect that to happen at all. I think Rockstar has reached a point where they want to make sure they, you know, kind of maximize profits with the next thing. Like, through the original PS2 games, I think there you had kind of, you know, a rebellious boys club, like it was described recently, that was kind of pushing the boundaries and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But after what GTA 5 has been, I think the next one will be kind of right in line with that, just kind of an extension of it. So anyway, thank you. Hi, Hugo. Big fan of your content here. I am sorry I cannot watch your live stream on Twitch because I only use mobile data. I have a question for you. Modding is still a big part of the GTA community and all of the other games. Do you think Rockstar will take a small content from the community for GTA 6? For example, they have a little version of Chaos Mod for a mission. Best wishes for your content and this podcast. Love from the Philippines, John Maynard Ellick on YouTube. Thank you from the Philippines. Shout out to Waki. Thank you, John. I think like, if you've never seen Rainbow Miser, the GTA randomizers, I think that would be such a cool thing to just have an option to flip that on in the settings, you know. There's so many, and they could put that out as like a paid DLC or something later on down the line, a chaos mod, like you said. Just have an option to, hey, here it is for everybody. You can turn this on. It'll randomize your game, and it'll give you a whole new way to play single player content, you know, for those that want to do it. I think that would be excellent. I think they could learn so much from the modding community, and I think that they need to focus on it, but it needs to be something that they have a big part of moving forward, just paying attention and kind of maybe even talking to some of these modders about ideas that could work for the next game. But thank you, John, for the comment. I have this theory that I came up with a long time ago regarding the female protagonist. I know it may sound weird as hell, but just hear me out on this. This contains spoilers to GTA VCS, so for those who haven't played it yet, don't read the comment. Okay, I never played it, so I'm not going to read it. So go check out Big Licko on YouTube if you want to hear about that. Thank you. I'm curious, what do you think of the future of speedrunning the GTA games? Seems there's been controversy on all front a while ago, and I haven't really followed anything since then, and don't know what's been going on or if anything is trustworthy anymore. LeonFire99 on YouTube. That's tough because I think speedrunning any game and like the kind of the speedrun community around that game are two totally separate things. Anybody can just speedrun, you know, discover strats on your own, discover strats from watching other people, do runs in your house, try to beat your own time, have fun, enjoy yourself, all that stuff. As far as like, you know, rules and who decides the rules and who runs the leaderboards and stuff like that, that stuff is that, yeah, that's a lot of controversy and that's not kind of fun to be a part of, but I don't think there's any kind of getting around that. You either get lucky with like good mods in your community or you just don't. So it is what it is. But as far as speedrunning GTA games, everybody should, you know, give it a chance and have fun because it is a fun way to play old video games that you love. Thank you, LeonFire. Next one, only a few more here and then I promise we'll get to the phone calls. What's your opinion on Rockstar forcing us to buy their shitty definitive edition to be able to access the original trilogy? Forced S on YouTube. So yeah, whenever the Definitive Edition launched, they pulled down the originals off of Steam from their own place. If you bought the Definitive Edition, you got the originals. Eventually, that was kind of a response to the issues that everybody had with the Definitive Editions at launch. As of right now, though, you can buy the original GTA 3D trilogy from Rockstar on Rockstar Games Launcher. Not on Steam still, but from Rockstar Games Launcher, you can buy it from them. so at least that's back. That option is back. You are not forced to buy the Definitive Edition for that. But, you know, I understood the idea of, hey, this is our new version of these games, and we want to push them. So this is what we're giving you for right now, and that's what it is. So, you know, that was their business decision, and it is what it is, you know. Hopefully now anybody that was waiting to be able to buy the old ones again can buy them now on Rockstar Games Launcher, or hopefully they'll be back on Steam soon. Anyway, thank you, Forrest. All right, next one. This is fantastic. Now I have a message for you for the next episode. So I think that if the protagonist of the next game is female, it's okay if they do it right now. Here are some things that could make good things. Like, I know you have not played this game, but GTA VCS had things like property gangs and takeovers of these properties. You could have like drugs or a loan shark business or something like that, and you could build an empire. So if something like that was to be a thing in the next game, do you think people would like that? What do you think of that idea as well? Love from Australia, bro, Marcus Wellington. Thank you, Marcus. I think as long as it's done with fun in mind, then I'm fine with it. If it's just busy work to make sure you put in enough hours in the game to be able to beat the storyline, then just leave it out as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, I think that could be cool, kind of going back to the past with some of that kind of stuff. So thank you, Marcus. Next one. Would you like to do a collab with YouTubers like Badger Goodger, the Nathan NS, the Professional, etc. someday? Moz on YouTube. Thank you, Moz. I don't know. I don't really have, I mean, I barely plan my day out, so I have no idea what the future holds, but thank you for the comment. Since I cannot get your phone number or email, here's a question for you. Would you believe Claude, by the way, the phone number is 1-818-691-5807. The email is talkinggta69@gmail.com. What do you mean you couldn't get it? What? Who's holding it back from you? Don't let them do that. I'm giving it to you. Listen to me. Anyway, would you believe Claude from GTA 3 is inspired by Michael Myers from the Halloween movies? This is from Michael Myers on YouTube. I would say that's pretty crazy if that's the case. I mean, it's kind of stone face. I mean, obviously Michael Myers has a mask on, but Claude kind of has that same shape face and doesn't speak. So could be. I don't know. Yeah, you must love Michael Myers. Thank you. All right, next one. Would you like in GTA 6 to play as a cop or not to be in the crime side? In the story, you need to find out who killed your wife to find who is that criminal. He killed your wife because you are arrested as gang. What do you think about this idea? Thanks for reading this, Hugo One. Nicola on YouTube. Thank you, Nicola. I think that's a cool idea. I've thought, yeah, playing as a cop would be an interesting way to go about it. Obviously, you'd have to be a dirty cop. If you're just going like a good guy cop, then it kind of loses all the Grand Theft Auto elements of, you know, stealing cars and shooting random people and picking up prostitutes and all that stuff, you know. So dirty cop, sure, yeah, that'd be cool. All right, next one. Hi Hugo, do you have any information about what kind of cars will be in GTA 6, if there will be GTA 6 online, or if you have any information if Rockstar will add a GTA version of the Porsche Boxster and when? That's Michael on YouTube. No, I don't know shit, man. You know as much as me. I don't know what's going on. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see, friend. Thank you for the comment, though. Appreciate it. Okay, finally, we're ready to move on to phone calls. Let's do it!
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
Hi, this is JP the Beast, already exists, and I'm here with original JP the Beast. Oh. And I had a question regarding the name of your podcast or something, not the name of your podcast, but like the Talking GTA 69. But my question was, I just want to know what the influence was with the number 69. Like, was it like a number of your favorite athlete, or was it like that ship in the San Fierro Bay with the 69 on it? Or was it any of the 3 or 4 whatever runways in San Andreas? So I was just curious about the origins of the 69. And I really need to know that.
Yeah. It's really weird.
I'm a big fan of your work, Hugo. Keep it up.
Thank you, JP. You know who else is a big fan of my work? Your mother. Your mother loves the 69. That's what she told me. She said, Hugo, please put the 69 in your podcast because you know how I love it with you, baby. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Lamar. My name is Thornton, and I come from a small little town in Vice City. I'm pretty sure you guys know Vice City. And I got a question. How do you deal with an annoying bitch as annoying as my wife? Because, you see, she just don't understand. Like, she's telling me, Thornton, you shouldn't be eating fried gator. You shouldn't be eating them little critters, them little fucking chitlins, whatever the fuck you eat. And I'm just sitting there like, man, will you shut the fuck up? I am sick and tired of hearing her complain. All I do is just, you know, sit under a tree, try to read a book for her every now and then. Oh, she's coming in the room. Hey, honey, hi.
All I do is try to sit under a tree and read a book every now and then. What are you talking about? What is this phone call? Who are you? What is it? I don't know. Fuck your wife, literally.
Hey, what's good, Hugo? This is Roman, big fan. Just wanted to ask, how do you feel about Vice City Stories? And if you haven't played it, which I'm sure you haven't, it's literally just a brother trying to do good. But he gets wrapped up in the 80s crime and cocaine business that was booming at the time. It's cool. You never play as Danny Trejo, Phil Collins, and that crazy ass Jerry Busey. Anyways, yeah, I just want to keep it short. Keep on watching Hugo, big fan. Oh, and it's dope that you're on Team Sprunk, bro. Same here. Sprunk all day, every day. Yeah. I guess, yeah. Adios, radio. Adios, Hugo. I'm off to Radio Los Santos.
Thank you. Thank you, friend, for the call. Appreciate it. Yes, Team Sprunk all day. Vice City Stories I have not played. I hope to play it one day. It looks like a cool game. It just kind of, just the timing of the release was bad for me. That's why I never got around to playing it. But one day I will definitely check it out. I have nothing against the game, but thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
So I was watching episode 2 yesterday. Right now I am watching episode 2 of Talking GTA. Out of GTA, besides GTA San Andreas, what were your other, like, what's your favorite GTA game besides GTA San Andreas? I don't know if you said it before, but besides GTA San Andreas and GTA 4, I can't really say GTA, yeah, besides GTA San Andreas, what was your favorite game?
Thank you, friend, for the call. My favorite, of course, San Andreas is my favorite GTA game and favorite game of all time. Outside of that, GTA 3 is something I always have a ton of love for because that was the first GTA I ever played, and it just blew my mind. I thought it was so cool, and still love to play it now. GTA 5 is a close, it's right there with GTA 3. San Andreas, far and away, number one. Then GTA 3 and GTA 5 are kind of tied for second. 5 was just really awesome. It, you know, wasn't exactly, you know, I guess all I wanted, but it was great for what it was. So, yeah, I love it, and I still enjoy playing it today. Thank you for the call, friend. Appreciate it.
Yo, what's up, Hugo? I just wanted to call in, and first of all, I'm a big fan. And I just wanted to kind of touch on two things. One, earlier in your latest episode, you had discussed about political issues, I guess, in video games and stuff. And I think one of the big things people kind of need to understand is that it's not necessarily that companies cannot discuss, especially a company like Rockstar that is always discussed social political issues. But just not being clunky with it, far too often, I guess you see companies get so, I don't really know if they genuinely care about any issues, honestly, but they're so wrapped up in making money, by getting clicks on one side or the other of the political spectrum that they just end up discussing things extremely clunky and it doesn't really revolve around anything the plot of the actual story. And so just not doing it in a way that's like, hey, let's insert random political thing here, and having it in a much more natural way. So that's one thing. And also, if you were an NPC, what would be your lines? Like, I know your favorite character is Tuzavay, which is just the best NPC, but what would be some of the lines that you would say?
Thank you for the call, friend. Appreciate it. As far as trying to discuss political topics or social issues, I think Rockstar has done a great job of that in the past, just because they haven't really been specific about whatever they're talking about. They'll mock different like kind of politicians or the way politicians act with different characters in the game, and they'll kind of make a mockery of these real life things without, you know, talking about them directly. If they tried to do that, I think it would be a mess. You know, I think that would be a terrible idea, and I'm glad they haven't done that yet. But like, you can tell kind of where Rockstar stands on a lot of social issues from playing the game and what they make fun of and what they highlight as good things and stuff. So people are going to be mad no matter what, especially when they take things out of context. You know, that's going to be an issue with the next GTA game for sure. But your second question, if I were an NPC, what would be my lines? I would, if they said, hey, Hugo, GTA 6, we want to put you as an NPC. You get to pick whatever lines you want. I would say, I'm going to pick all my favorite classic NPC lines from the previous games, like, I smoke because it gives me knowledge. Do you shower in doo-doo? And all my favorite Tweelevay ones, as well as my mother's my sister and where are my damn tools and that girl's a real tiger, man, and all just so many good ones, and just have one character that just shouts those out as a throwback, you know, when you go by him and you hear it and you say, oh, I remember that from, you know, San Andreas, Vice City 3, whatever, wherever it came from, you know, you're my dude, right, from 5, so something like that. I think that would be great. Thank you so much for the call, friend. Appreciate it.
What's up, Hugo? Scottish Raccoon here, long-time YouTube viewer. Wanted to touch on what you say, you know, last episode about Laszlo leaving. I think a big part of, you know, Grand Theft Auto series was the radio, the Gretchens, the picked out, the very, you know, select great music along with the radio hosts. And what happened with, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5 and online, it was just, it feels like every song in the history of music is on that game now. So I think that kind of hurts it in a way. I would like to see kind of going back to the Vice City, San Andreas, kind of you can sing every song because you know it, and it's so select, and you can go to specific radios, you know, with the Vice Cities, with the in the San Andreas, it's just great. So hope to get back to that. You know, peace out, shout out, see ya.
Thank you, Scottish Raccoon. Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. GTA 5 was just loaded with tons of music, especially like now. Since at launch, there was a lot less songs, and it worked, but it was still a lot. But now it's just outrageous amount of music on that game. I think in the next one, it will probably be kind of maybe like a revolving, changing kind of playlist. Different stations have their themes, and then you get new music, new options from that, you know. But who knows? It depends on, you know, licensing issues and all that stuff. But yes, Laszlo, and not even just the music, but like all the talk, the DJ talk, and the talk radio stations, those were excellent, still are excellent. He will greatly be missed. I hope Rockstar reaches out to him and says, hey, can we work with you again? Can we hire you to just do something for the next game, because he's a legend. But anyway, thank you, Scottish Raccoon. Appreciate it, friend.
Hey, Hugo, I just wanted to ask how you felt about GTA 5's shitty microtransactions. I, for one, think they fucking suck. Why don't they just work on something else? You know, like the other map that was supposed to be out for the Kyle Perico heist that we couldn't fucking walk around on?
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, I mean, I understand your frustration about where are these other things that we want. But, you know, an option to have shark cards, you know, what's the problem with that? You know, those that want to buy them, they can buy them, they can get what they want. Like I said earlier, the amount of cars that are in GTA Online now that I played in the Rainbow Miser and played with, it was just crazy. There are a lot of cars in that world at this point, probably more than you'd find on a regular day in any city. You know, there's just outrageous amount of variety of cars. So you know, that's kind of just how where gaming is, I guess. So it is what it is. Thank you for the call,
Hugo. What's up, dog? It's Sam here. Hey, so I'm scrolling through Twitch on the GTA 5 tab, and all I'm seeing is people playing RP, and from the look of it, it's like one of the most popular ways to play nowadays. And if you ask me, I feel like Rockstar needs to find a way to implement RP into the GTA 6 somehow, like whether that be with their own online servers or just figuring out a way to put it in the game just to make it more immersive. I feel like it can be a real thing that elevates gaming as a whole. You know, it's like this thing has potential to just change the game. I feel like if they're not looking into it, they better start because they're fumbling the bag. So my question is, what do you think? What do you think on RP? You think this could be a thing? Let me know. Later.
Thank you, Sam, for the call, and that's a great point. And I think I would love to know what Rockstar's stance on all this RP is, because it is all over Twitch and YouTube, and all these content creators are. Anytime you kind of look up GTA 5 stuff now, it's pretty much related to RP. So yeah, I think it would benefit Rockstar greatly to include their own version of RP with the next game. I can't believe they didn't do that already. You know, I don't think there's any shame in seeing user created content or whatever, mods of any kind, and saying, hey, they're taking our product and making it better. Let's work with them and bring it to everybody. But yes, I think it's a great point. I think RP is something that's pretty important and will be a big part of GTA in the future, whether it's from Rockstar themselves or just from modders.
Hey, Hugo, is it just me or is GTA a little too serious nowadays? Whatever happened to all those arcade mini games like the paramedic missions, taxi missions, rampages, whatever? Wouldn't it be cool if GTA 6 had more wacky stuff like that make a return? Anyway, those are just my thoughts. Love the show, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I agree. And that's kind of in the same idea of like GTA RP. I'll see RP streams where people are working at the burger shot, or they're, you know, doing this thing, doing that. They're doing all these little odd jobs around Los Santos, which in, you know, regular single player, there's not much of that at all. It seems like all the additional content is more kind of story driven, where like Strangers and Freaks, where you know, have like a short story interaction with some random character. And there's a ton of those, you know, but the things that are missing are those little submissions like paramedic and stuff like that. So yes, I think that could be something that they could bring back and make like awesome in a newer GTA. So thank you for the call, friend.
Hey, Hugo, one, Daniel from Texas, and I've been replaying through the trilogy of GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas again, and I just wanted to know, what mission do you think is the easiest in those three games, since I've seen you go 100% with so many different rules and everything, and which do you think is the hardest mission in the games? And I just want to say respect to you, man, for all the content you put out. You've helped me through a lot of my life, and I hope you keep doing it. And this is a great idea you've had, and just thank you, man.
Thank you, Daniel from Texas. Appreciate it, friend. Yes, as far as easiest missions, you know, there's obviously cutscene missions and kind of missions early on in games that are basically like tutorials for the different things you need to do or different characters you need to meet. Those are always pretty easy. I think one that's interesting to me is the Da Nang thing in San Andreas. It's a tough mission because you lose all your weapons. It's a very difficult mission. I'm going to put this in both categories, actually. Difficult mission because you lose all your weapons, and if that's what the first time that's sprung on you, it can piss you off a lot, because you may have just went to ammunition and stocked up on a bunch of stuff, and then helicopter crashes. I lost everything but my blade. Get on the boat, and you got to take down these guys who do have weapons, and all you have is a blade. So, but when you get to the very end, all that is difficult. But then when you get to the very end, you got to have this, like, katana battle with the old man up there, the snakehead or whatever. And learned this from speedruns, that you could just switch to a gun and shoot him right in his face. Bam, the big boss battle on the ship is over because you just shot him. So I'm glad that you have the freedom to choose to do that if you want. That is something that I like. Like, if that was GTA 5, it would just be failed. You failed to use the right weapon that we gave you or whatever. So that was kind of the first thing that came to mind. But thank you, Daniel, for the call. Appreciate it. That looks like that is all the calls for this week, all the emails, all the comments on YouTube. If I didn't get to you, then I will try to get to it next week. So please continue to call, write, all that stuff. And that's it. You know, you kind of missed Waki last week, and he's just a hard man to get a hold of. This guy, he lives in the Philippines, time zone difference. You know, I try to ask him about some stuff. He's just in his own world. He doesn't know. So one day we'll get him on the phone, and we'll get all our questions answered from Waki. But before we get out of here, I just want to again thank the YouTube members. We got a new member, Fanny Monster Cat. Thank you, Fanny. Jonathan Miller, Sirwit, Jana Pollock, Zach W, Lucas, Katsuni Teku, True Forever. Thank you guys so much. Please, if you don't already, follow me on TikTok, Hugo_1_Mang. YouTube is Hugo1, Hugo1 Streams, and Hugo1 Shorts. Twitch is Hugo_1. This podcast can also be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the other platforms. There should be a pinned message if you're watching on YouTube. Check that out. If not, just search up Talking GTA Hugo1 something somewhere, and you'll find it, I'm sure. But anyway, next week, can't wait to hear all your emails and stuff. Remember, email talkinggta69@gmail.com or call 1-818-691-5807 and leave a message and I will play it and respond. This is just a straight up Google Voice number, so you can get a Google Voice number and call from that, I believe. That's it. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of Talking GTA. I will see you next week. Goodbye.